Let's pray. Father God, we just pray that you would open our hearts and our minds and help us to hear you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. All I like to think about is, have you ever wanted to get your own way? Can I have that blank for a second? You've ruined the excitement of it. But anyway, that doesn't matter. So that's great. Thank you. Have you ever wanted to get your own way, which, let's face it, most of us do, and some people have said, well, this is a really, really bad idea, but you've still done it anyway? Okay? Can you talk to the person next to you and confess when you did that? Because you've all done it. But just talk to the person next to you and confess, okay? Okay, that'll do. They say confession is good for the soul, so that's good. And it sounds like what it is, that everybody was talking, so it's either you were talking about something you're going to do later on, or you were actually saying about the times when you actually did this. So actually, it's part of our human condition. We like to do this. We like to get our own way. And we like to get our own way, even if people think that's a really bad idea. And people say, you know what, you really shouldn't do this. We tend to do it ourselves. Now, is this something that's new, or is this something that's not? Well, I think the story we're looking at today shows that 2,500 years ago, it happened. And in fact, it happened further than that back as well. So in the book of Judges, as Mark's little thing said, they called it sort of violent and disturbing. That's one of the reasons that as a 10-year-old boy, it was my favourite book in the Bible. So he said, like, which book did I love to read? It was the book of Judges. Why? Because it was gory and it was gruesome. And you know, any story in a Bible which has got somebody where somebody drives a peg through somebody's head, and I'm not talking about the stuff that you hang stuff on the line with, it's got to be a good story. It sort of looked like, makes the Game of Thrones look like Beatrix Potter. So it's just great. And I'm going to tell you about this story. Now, with the whole thing starts, it's 54 verses of a story. But as I said, we'd be here for hours if we'd done that. So we're going to tell the story. And as you can guess, we're going to do it via the medium of Lego. I'm not going to sit here and build it for you. So there's the story. So it starts off, okay, with Abimelech. Now, Abimelech, so the last week you looked at Gideon, and Gideon saved the people, as Mark's recap said. And they said to him, be our king. And he said, no, I don't want to be your king. I don't want to, in fact, nobody should be king. You know, me or my sons will be your king, and it will be God who's going to be in charge. Because that's how God has set it up. So it judges up to actually speak through them. So he said, no, I'm not going to do that. And then he died. And Gideon had been a bit busy, so he had 70 sons. And he also had Abimelech. Abimelech was his slave girl's child. Okay? Yes. It says stronger words in the Bible, but this is a family service. Anyway, so anyway, Abimelech decides, you know what? I think I should be king. So he goes to his people. So his mum was born in Shechem. Shechem was this point. Shechem was one of the most important city in Israel. It's where Abraham had been anointed. It's where Joshua had been. So it was a really, really important place. And so he goes there and he says, I think I should be king. So he goes to his people, goes to his family and says to them, make me king, mainly because I'm like you and not like them. Even though I have no right to this, make me king. Nothing to do with God. He didn't pray about it. He didn't get a sign, didn't get a vision. He just said, make me king. And they said, yeah, all right. We know you. We like you. Well, we don't like you, but you're like us, so that's fine. So they made him king. And in fact, then, to help him, they gave him this treasure of 70 coins. The 70 coins of silver were from a temple, not for God, but for Baal, who was one of the false gods. And to say, this is how much we believe in you, we'll give you a fortune. And with that small fortune, he then hired, the Bible called it ruffians, I think, or something. Sort of like, you know, sort of it's very dodgy looking 1970s haircutted Lego toys. And their job, so basically they were like a bunch of mercenaries, a bunch of thugs, and they were hired to come and to actually put Abimelech on the throne. Okay, and the way that Abimelech did this is he didn't have a sort of long television campaign and a sort of, you know, have the hustings and what have you. What he did is he just killed everybody. So anybody who had a right, which nobody did, but anybody who was related to Gideon and therefore related to him, he killed. So he started off his rule and reign by killing everybody that who could stand in his way. He wanted so much to be in charge that he killed everybody who could do that, except for one, Jotham, which doesn't actually say in the Bible that he hid in a barrel, but I quite like the picture. So anyway, it was probably like his dad, though, because that would be quite right if it was like his dad, because his dad held in, you know, some bigger barrel he hid in. But so he hid, and he managed to escape. Anyway, it got to the bit where actually... So he killed all the people, and Shechem said, okay, we're going to put him as king. And so they crowned him as king, and as they were crowning him as king, Jotham turned up, and he stood and he told a story. And he told a story, if you can get this to work. There we go. He told a story about the trees wanting people to be king. And you heard the story. I read it for you. And it said that actually he talked to the fig tree, to the olive tree, and to the vine, and said, would you be king? And they went, no. You know, we are a real blessing to the people. We don't want to be kings. So, no, we won't do it. And so they went to, well, last we went to was the thorn bush. And they said, would you be king? And the thorn bush isn't very useful. Thorn bush didn't produce anything, didn't do anything. In fact, in Israel, in really hot countries like that, these thorn bushes are prone to catch light on a regular, a bit like the gorse bushes on the Ashdown Forest. They, in the heat of the summer, they often catch light and burn things down. And they're about that high. And he said, yes, of course I'll be your king, but actually, to be your king, you have to sit under my shade. Which is a bit daft, really, when you've got a tree that's 40 foot high and you've got a bush which is 2 foot. And so what Jotham was saying, this is just ridiculous. You have put somebody who has got no credentials for leadership, who God did not choose, who doesn't have a right to be king, as king. And then he tells a little story, which basically says, and if you want to do this, fine, but there will be consequences. There will be consequences. Because if you think you've been fair, which of course they hadn't been, because he's saying if you've been fair to Gideon's family, then it will go well. If you haven't been fair to Gideon's family, it won't go well. And of course, being fair to Gideon's family by killing them is not really being fair. So we already know what God thinks of this. But God's saying, this is what's going to happen. These are the consequences. Okay? So, what then happens is time elapses. There we go. And a new person arrives in town. He arrives at Shechem, which is sort of the capital. And this new person, the people of Shechem, like them better than they like Abimelech. And so he does a similar sort of argument, says, why don't I be in charge? And they go, well, yeah, that'd be great. Unfortunately, Abimelech doesn't really go very quietly, because what Abimelech then does is he gets really, really, really cross. And he's very jealous. And so what Abimelech does is he gets his mercenary army, which has got bigger at this point, and actually marches upon the people of Shechem. They come and they lay siege to Shechem, and they kill everybody. See how much I like the story? There's lots and lots of fake blood everywhere. So they kill everybody. They knock the town flat. They actually cover the soil in salt, so it actually makes the ground barren. And worse still, all the people of Shechem run into a tower to hide. And what Abimelech does is he gets wood and he stacks it around the outside and he burns it down with everybody in it. That is the king they're following, who actually just wants his own way so much. People have turned away from him. They've rejected him as king. So he says, well, you know what? I'll get my own back. I'm going to burn them alive. Okay, he hasn't finished. He's a very, very, very jealous man. And he goes and he attacks the next town down the road, who also sided with this new sort of ruler. But it doesn't quite go as well, because what the people do is they figure out he's coming and they all go and hide in their tower. And the story works out that Abimelech, as he arrives and he puts all the wood around the outside, and as he goes to burn the tower down, oh, there we go, I've missed that one, that's them marching to the other place. It's, yeah, they're rushing in, sorry, I missed a couple. It's excitement of it all. And then finally, here we go. Then what happens is a woman throws a millstone off of the battlements, and it smacks him in the head and almost kills him. But he's dying, and he says at that point to the person who's around him, I don't want it shown that actually I was killed by a woman, and actually I want to be master of my own, you know, he's almost saying I want to be master of my own death as well as being a king. So he says to him, will you kill me? And so his servant kills him. He was dying anyway. He had a big bit of Lego thumped on his head there. So he's lying there, and he's now dead. Now, would you expect, you know, it to carry on? But what then happens is all the soldiers suddenly see the fact that the money's gone. Their pay has gone. Their king has gone. And so they just go home. And it says they literally went home. They decided, you know what? That's it. Thank you. Done. That is the story of Abimelech. Brutal story. Horrible story. But actually, you and me are just like Abimelech. You and me are just like Abimelech. Not from the fact there are members of your family you quite happily like to kill. However, it's more about the fact that we are just like Abimelech because. I'll explain why. When God created the world, it was good. Tells us that in Genesis. And so God was king over the world. God was king over the world. God ruled. And in the story of Judges, it tells us that they didn't need a king. They needed God. But then what the Bible tells us, both through Adam and Eve, and also the story of the Judges, is what we've done as people is we've taken this crown off and we've stuck it on our own heads and said, you know what? I don't want God to be king. I want to be king. Just like Abimelech. I want to be king. I want to be in charge. You all, when I got you to talk about when you like to get your own way, even though you know it's not the right thing, you all talked about it. So you like to be in charge. You all like to have your own way. We all do. And what we've done is we've turned our back on God. Romans, the book of Romans that Paul wrote, tells us that actually not one of us is good enough to be acceptable to God, because we have all sinned and gone our own way. We've all taken the crown from God and said, you know what, God, I know better than you, and put it on our own heads. Every time you make a decision which is you-based and not God-based, you put the crown back on your head. Every time that you think, you know what, I know I shouldn't do that, but I'm going to do that. I know I shouldn't say that, but I'm going to say that. We put the crown back on our head and say, you know what, I'm in charge. I am God. I am the king. However, God then sent Jesus to reestablish his kingship, his rule and his reign on the world. Because he knows that we are like Abimelech. He knows that we just want to be kings of our own destiny. He knows we don't want to follow him. And therefore we are separated from God. And we can't have relationship with him because of that. So he sent Jesus to make a way back for us. Because he is the rightful king. And what we're invited to do is to take off our crowns. To place it on the cross. And make Jesus the king of our lives. Which is something Abimelech never did. He never submitted to God. He never actually said, God, I'm wrong, I'm sorry. Even in his death, he said, you know what? I did it my way, as Frank Sinatra said. I lived my way and I died my way. The story challenges us, because we're all like Abimelech. We all want to be kings and queens of our own lives. And God wants you not to be king and queen of your own. He wants you to give your life to Jesus. So allow him to be king of your life. Now, for those of us who've never done it, for those of us who've never thought, actually, didn't see the need to have that, then today is an opportunity for you. An opportunity for you to give your crown back to God and say, you know what? I'm not the most important person in this world. Neither are my family, neither are my friends. It is Jesus. And I want to commit my life to following him. I want to give my crown that I've put on myself back. And there's an opportunity for that. There's two people at the end for prayer ministry, which is at the back at the side in the side chapel. And they'd love to pray with you. They'd love to pray with you about how you, and help you think through how it is that you can be in relationship with Jesus. But there are lots of us here who know Jesus. So you're sitting there thinking, yeah, I've got that. Thank you, I've sorted that one. Yeah, the problem is you haven't, because what we tend to do is generally, like Sundays and other days where we sort of have to be quite Christian, we very clearly put the crown back on the cross. But there are other parts of our lives, like our money or our time or our ambitions or our spare time or our relationships, where we still think, you know what, I know best. I'm going to be king over that bit. I'm not going to do what God wants. I'm going to do what I want, because I'm going to be king over that bit. Today's challenge for us, those who know Jesus as our Lord and Saviour, know him as our King, it's, have you surrendered the crown of your whole life, or just crown of bits of your life to him? That's what we need to do today as well. Abimelech did it his way, and he paid the price. We need to submit to God and do it his way, through Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this story. We thank you for its warning that we can often put ourselves as the king of our world and we ignore you. Father, thank you sent Jesus for each one of us to establish your rule and reign in this world. Help us today to give our crowns back to you of our whole life, that we would follow you every day of our lives. Because you are our Lord, you are our Saviour, and you are the King of our lives. Help us to live like that for the rest of our lives. Amen.